What if 3,000 doctors in this state, what if even a small percent of those doctors were willing to commit to a certain hourly contribution per week? And I'm not just talking about primary care. I'm talking about orthopedic surgeons, oncologists, emergency doctors. I'll invite everybody to participate with me in that effort.
That's Michael Kennedy. He's a primary care doctor and Utah representative. He and others believe the unique culture of volunteerism in Utah makes charity care a viable option for the state. Stan Rasmussen is co-chair of the Charity Care Work Group that will look at the option and report back to the legislature and governor. He's also the director of public affairs with the Sutherland Institute, a conservative think tank.
I think, you know, when the founding fathers talked about federalism and the laboratories that each of the states represent, this may well be a very good example of what can be done in a particular state to entrepreneurially, if you will, figure out how to more meaningfully and effectively, appropriately deal with the needs of current uninsured.
It's no small task to come up with a way for charity care to expand and become a substitute for Medicaid expansion, which is estimated will cover an additional 123,000 Utahns. One place the work group is starting, says Rasmussen, is to look at examples of groups that provide this type of care already in the state. The nonprofit 4th Street Clinic in Salt Lake City is one of these groups. They serve on average 100 homeless people a day, says CEO Christy Chambers.
For us personally, it would be a function of hiring additional providers to take care of that unmet need.
Chambers says one problem is that they are already having a hard time getting enough qualified volunteers, particularly in specialty care. That issue was also raised by Monty Hanks during testimony at the Medicaid Expansion Workgroup's meeting last month. Hanks is the director of client services at the 4th Street Clinic and manages referrals to specialists for their patients.
It's becoming more difficult to try and find general surgeons, podiatrists, ear, nose, and throat docs, urologists. There's a few out there, bless their hearts, that are really helping us. And they're getting slammed, not just from us, but from the entire community. Docs in the ERs referring to them, other community health centers referring to them, and so on. They're cutting back slowly but surely.
Primary care doctors are also in short supply. Utah is last in the nation with 58 per 100,000 versus 79 on average for other states. Ray Ward is a primary care doctor in Bountiful. He says he provides charity care for his current patients if he knows they are having a difficult time, but he isn't able to do more.
In private practice, the first 20 days of each month, I work to keep the lights on and my staff paid, and then the last day, 10 days are, you know, what I take home in pay. So taking a day off to go to some other clinic, you know, it would be easier if they said, look, Dr. Ward, you just have to pay an extra $2,000 every month. That would be easier for me than actually closing my clinic for one day a month to go work somewhere in the charity care clinic.
Rasmussen counters that more people accessing health care is going to put stress on the relatively small number of doctors in the state, regardless of whether it occurs through Medicaid or charity care expansion. He says the charity care work group has heard from a number of doctors that would like to volunteer their time.
There are physicians and professional health care people who have a real interest to be involved, more so than they presently are. Some of those have said, if I can participate in a setting where others are taking care of the administration and the infrastructure and I can come in and do what I do on a scheduled basis, they would welcome that opportunity.
Those in favor of expanding Medicaid point to other challenges with charity care. These include building a workable infrastructure, funding, and continuity of care, a critical element in keeping people healthy. Christy Chambers from the 4th Street Clinic.
My belief is that we do a pretty good job with charity care here in Utah already. Certainly, it's a very generous community that we live in, and we benefit from that tremendously, and we see that every day here at 4th Street Clinic. Whether it can expand to an extent to cover all of the unmet needs currently, it would be hard for me to see it stretching beyond what it currently is.
Rasmussen acknowledges there are challenges to coming up with a charity care expansion model, but thinks his work group is up to the task. All five work groups are scheduled to report to Governor Herbert in September. The governor is then expected to make a decision about whether the state should expand Medicaid or try something else. For KCPW, I'm Kim Shusky.